Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rock.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, what we're going to be talking about in just a little bit here is the recurring rant, acknowledging the enemies, and yet no prosecution. I'll tell you what, if there's one topic that chaps the hides of people that are paying attention to right and wrong before God and making reference to His Word, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, Exodus 10, Romans 13, I'll tell you what, it's just this topic. I'm going to do my best to get to another topic within our allotted time over the next hour. But before we get to that, friends, if you'd like to watch us live, go to YouTube on sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side of the page. Click onto live chat and join us at any given time. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You'll find 15 articles written from contributors across the United States of America, as well combating, Father, our friends, the lies that are being inundated upon the heads of the American people on a 24/7 basis. That's at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, go to the right side of the page. You can watch us live on YouTube. Join us on live chat. Or go over to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page there. We're having some issues with YouTube right now, but we are live. And we had to switch channels for the next 5 or 6 days, I believe, because of YouTube illegally pulling down our site for exposing COVID for what it is. Interesting, isn't that, friends? Again, beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in, you can do that as well. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. I want to give you a couple heads up on some of the issues that we're facing in America today, again, being suppressed or omitted from the conversation throughout the United States, things that matter. And one of them just happens to be that for those... I don't even know how to start here, friends, because it's just like, you know, what it comes down to is people closing their eyes to the issues that are in front of their faces, people closing their ears to the issues in which they face today. And regardless of how many times you tell them, friends, we can talk and we can continuously warn people until we're blue in the face, but until the Holy Ghost does it, there's absolutely nothing we can do about it, okay, but preach the Word. We do what we can do, and we leave the results up to God. John Quincy Adams said that. Folks, there's a difference between a fox and a wolf. A wolf is hard. He's rigid. He's mean. Everybody knows it, namely his prey. But a fox, he knows how to operate better than what he does. And why do I say that? Because when you look at how, by the way, Jesus called Herod a fox, okay? And with that said, a fox, what he does, friends, is he knows how to conceal his identity better than a wolf does. And notice it's the fox that has the lamb chops on his plate. The wolf doesn't. He has to take it on a different way. But everybody knows what a wolf is and who the wolf is and what he's going for. But a fox? No. Foxes are smart. They're sly, friends. Again, keep in mind, Jesus called Herod a fox. Go tell that fox, okay? And it's interesting because what we're seeing today is we're seeing this being played out in real time in America through politicians. Friends, they don't come out amongst us as wolves. They come out amongst us as sheep. But I'm trying to make distinction between a wolf and a sheep. I'm sorry, a wolf and a fox. A fox is more sly about the way that he goes about what he goes about. I want you to consider some of the things that have taken place since COVID-19. Since COVID-19, friends, we've had, because of COVID-19, we've had people come forward, namely politicians, and say we want to mail in the vote. Okay? Just look at the time scale here. We've also had during that time, during COVID-19, prisoners in the tens of thousands released from prisons. Believe it or not, friends, these are the same politicians that are telling you to be safe, right? They're looking out for you, so on and so forth. They release prisoners, okay? Then what happens? You have riots in the street after George Floyd and the murder of George Floyd, okay? Then you have the politicians show up at George Floyd's funeral, right? And what are they doing? They have all of these new civil rights movement activists, friends, demoralizing the people by playing the fox and deceiving the people that they're actually there for their good. No, they're capitalizing on the issue, right? And what is the message to the people on television or through the radio if they're listening to the mainstream media? Well, everybody's mad at the white people right now, namely the cops, and so what we need to do is we need to vote for the Democrats again. Folks, I want you to consider this again, making distinction between the fox and the wolf, okay? When you look at what's going on in the United States of America, know what it was that incited the black people to come out against the white people. It was a white cop, right? They left out other people of different origins and skin color, okay, because it didn't fit their narrative. Don't forget about that. But what they did is they focused up on the white police officer that killed the black man, George Floyd. So they incite the black people against the white people. Once they're all worked up, the black people against the white people, notice what the media does behind that. Then they begin to show black on white crimes to make indignant the white people against the black people, so they'll take to the streets. Notice who's left out of all of this, friends. The very politicians and the useful idiots in the mainstream media that are the ones actually creating the fire, creating the hysteria, putting wood in the fire, attempting to divide the American people. If we want to get rid of both of them, friends, and I'm talking about corruption on so many different levels. Again, we deal with the corrupt politicians. We deal with the corrupt in the media because that's who's inciting all of this. That's who's inciting all of what's taking place in front of our faces today, friends. Is the politicians, the corrupt politicians, along with the useful idiots in the mainstream media. Why is it that we're fighting amongst each other? Because united under God drives out our enemies. Divided under God, friends, doesn't work for anybody. We all lose except those that are inciting the domestic insurrection in the first place. We need to begin to pay attention, friends, as to how the foxes operate and make distinction between the foxes and the wolves, friends, on so many different fronts. Because at the end of the day, if we don't get this right, we're going to go down in history as the greatest fools known to mankind. 1-866-582-9933. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Rob Hugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-582-9933. Well, let's get to it. The reoccurring rant from the president. Acknowledging the enemies within, and yet no prosecutions. Hey, Judah, why don't you go ahead and kick that off before we get going on this topic? Listen to this, friends. This is the president of the United States of America.
Well, I didn't mention names, and I didn't do that, but I will tell you, with our country, and I think everybody in this audience, these are great manufacturers, great workers in our audience, too. They brought a lot of their workers here. If you're not happy here, then you can leave. As far as I'm concerned, if you hate our country, if you're not happy here, you can leave. And that's what I say all the time. That's what I said in a tweet, which I guess some people think is controversial. A lot of people love it, by the way. A lot of people love it.
Gosh.
But if you're not happy in the U.S., if you're complaining all the time, very simply, you can leave. You can leave right now. Come back if you want. Don't come back. It's okay, too. But if you're not happy, you can leave.
You know, listen carefully.
Well, that's just a very racist statement, somebody that would say that. So Speaker Pelosi said, make America white again. Let me tell you, that's a very racist statement. I'm surprised she'd say that. John, go ahead. Well, they're very unhappy. I'm watching them. All they do is complain. So all I'm saying is, if they want to leave, they can leave, John. They can leave.
Listen.
I mean, I look at Omar. I don't know. I never met her. I hear the way she talks about Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda has killed many Americans. She said you can hold your chest out you can, when I think of America, when I think of Al-Qaeda, I can hold my chest down. When she talked about the World Trade Center being knocked down, some people, you remember the famous some people. These are people that, in my opinion, hate our country. Now, you can say
really?
What you want, but get a list of all of the statements they've made. And all I'm saying that if they're not happy here, they can leave. They can leave.
If they're not, wait a minute.
I'm sure that there'll be many people that won't miss them. But they have to love.
Listen
again. They have to love our country. They're Congress people, and I never used any names. But these
are people.
You
just used Ilhan Omar's name.
Quiet. These are people that if they don't like it here, they can leave. And I don't know who's going to miss them, but I guess some people will. One of them is polling at 8%. So when I hear people speaking about how wonderful Al-Qaeda is, when I hear people talking about some people with the World Trade Center, not some people, much more than some people. When I hear the statements that they've made, and in one case you have somebody that comes from Somalia, which is a failed government, a failed state, who left Somalia, who ultimately came here, and now is a congresswoman who's never happy, says horrible things about Israel, hates Israel, hates Jews.
This is the president, friends.
Very simple. And if the Democrats want to wrap their bows around this group of four people, one of them kept Amazon out of New York. Tens of thousands of
Go ahead and turn that down, Pickle. Judah, it's interesting, friends. The president of the United States of America highlighting none other than Ilhan Omar. If you're not happy here, you can leave. If you're not happy in the United States, if you complain all the time, very simply, you can leave. The president of the United States of America, you can leave right now. He went on to say, I hear the way that she talks about Al-Qaeda. Okay? Now consider the thousands of boys that fought in Iraq and Afghanistan, fighting their wars. Okay? Unconstitutionally, mind you. But I want you to pay attention to the fact that this is what America has become. This is what America has submitted to. That you now have the president of the United States of America saying to those, namely Ilhan Omar, about how she talks about Al-Qaeda. He goes on and says, Al-Qaeda has killed many Americans. He said, when I think of Al-Qaeda, you can hold your chest out, right? Repeating what Ilhan Omar said. She said, when I think of America, referring to the two towers being taken down, some people, this coming out of the mouth of the President of the United States of America, when she talked about the World Trade Centers being knocked down, some people, said President Trump, about Ilhan Omar. He then goes on and says, these people are, in my opinion, who hate our country. If they don't like it, they can leave. They can come back. But if they don't like it, they can leave. They have to love America. Folks, this is like Donald Trump talking about Barack Hussein Obama being the worst president in the U.S. history. And then when he goes into the White House, he tells reporters first class. This is like Donald Trump talking about Hillary Clinton being the most corrupt, lying Hillary, so on and so forth, promising to bring a prosecutor to the likes of Hillary Clinton's situation. You've seen it on TV. You've heard the audio 100 times. And then once he wins the People's White House, within 41 seconds, he tells the American people that we owe Hillary Clinton a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. Well, let me go back to Barack Hussein Obama just recently after the Iran scandal concerning Barack Hussein Obama taking money, millions of dollars from the American people, stealing it from our coffers and then giving it over to our sworn enemies, we're told, right? They're just resisting the New World Order, friends. That's all this comes down to. But interestingly enough, he then calls out Barack Hussein Obama for committing the act of treason, which is found in the U.S. Constitution, Article 3, Section 3. And instead of bringing, well, charges against Barack Hussein Obama, which he promised to do on the campaign trail 5 years ago, by the way, not one person's been prosecuted under Donald Trump. It's interesting, instead of charging Barack Obama for treason against we the people, Donald Trump convinces his worshipers that we need to lay sanctions on Iran and forget about Barack Hussein Obama. Now we have memes or posts going across the social media with pictures of George Bush, Bill Clinton, Barack Hussein Obama, and others making fun of Donald Trump as they continuously attack Donald Trump, and the American people, namely Donald Trump's supporters, feel somehow or another that Donald Trump is the victim of the people that he fails to prosecute. Do the math, friends. Judgment will clear the air, but the Bible clearly tells us in Proverbs 28 that evil men understand not judgment. It also tells us in Proverbs 28, friends, listen carefully, namely to the worshipers of those of Donald Trump, they that forsake the law praise the wicked. Those that forsake the law praise the wicked. But I don't want to lose touch concerning our topic here, friends. If you're not here, if you're not happy here, Donald Trump said, you can leave. Making reference to Ilhan Omar, coming from Somalia, a failed state. She loves Al-Qaeda. Then he makes reference to Al-Qaeda having killed many American soldiers. You can leave, but you can come back if you want to. To a known terrorist who somehow or another has become a congresswoman in the 5th District in the state of Minnesota. Is anybody with me on this recurring rant from the President of the United States of America, acknowledging the enemies within and yet no prosecutions? Anybody with me? Anybody see how this is destroying America? If justice guards our liberties, then what does injustice do, America? Because I can tell you what injustice does, just like to any other country. When you allow politicians such as this to continuously play the man in front of the people, but not actually bring down the gavel upon the heads of the wicked, you're giving him permission to destroy your country, and it's exactly what's happening systematically. It's exactly what is happening in this country today. Look at and consider the damage that has been done by the likes of an Ilhan Omar, a Rashida Tlaib. Well, Bradley, you're pointing people out. No, I'm pointing people out that we have been led to believe by our own government and by our own CIA mainstream media controlled, right? Useful idiots in their outlets, that these are the enemies of the United States of America. But somehow or another, Donald Trump has now given these people a pass, and he does nothing more than browbeat those that are attempting to destroy our country. Matter of fact, we even found from the likes of Tim Fenton's organization, three months ago now, that Donald Trump has tripled the fundage to Muslim organizations in America to that of Barack Hussein Obama. Yet, Donald Trump's worshipers still haven't figured out Donald Trump. It goes no further than his lips. That's what the American people haven't figured out yet. And these are the very people that are being used to destroy your country. They destroy through peace, right? And Daniel 8:25 tells us exactly how they'll do it, and it's exactly what they're allowed to do by 330 million people today. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on the other side.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United Nations Security Council overwhelmingly voted against the United States resolution to indefinitely extend the arms embargo against Iran. The 13-year embargo will now expire in mid-October, allowing Iran to buy and sell conventional weapons without UN restrictions. The embargo was first formed in 2007, well before the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran was forged by the United States, the UK, France, Germany, Russia, China, and the European Union. That deal, which created the October 2020 expiration of the embargo, gives Iran relief from economic sanctions. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo slammed the vote in a statement, writing, "The Security Council's failure to act decisively in defense of international peace and security is inexcusable." The White House now has options: pursue an increasingly hard line against Iran or forge a compromise with European allies. This is USA Radio News. Popular tourist destinations on the Navajo Nation, including Canyon de Shelly, can welcome back tourists on Monday under the tribe's reopening plan. Much of the Navajo Nation has been closed since March, with the coronavirus sweeping through the reservation that extends into New Mexico, Utah, and Arizona. The tribe released a plan this week that allows hair salons and barbershops to open by appointment only and businesses to operate at 25% of maximum capacity. Also, the reopening of marinas, parks, and others with safeguards. The Democratic and Republican conventions will lack for crowds but not television coverage. The standard political gatherings that were to unfold for the Democratic Party in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and for the GOP in Charlotte, North Carolina, will be largely virtual, constrained by the coronavirus. That won't stop TV scrutiny for the speeches and other activities leading up to Joe Biden's Democratic Party nomination for president on Thursday and the GOP's renomination of President Donald Trump the following week. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back, friends. I gotta tell you, some of those commercials just get me to no end. 1-866-582-9933. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Go to the right side of the page. Join us on YouTube. Join us on live chat after you click on. I can also find us on beforeitsnews.com on the front page. Beforeitsnews.com. Join us on YouTube and click to the right. You'll see us on live chat. I see that many of my friends are over on this page right now. We've been shut down illegally for a week by YouTube. That's why we reverted back over to this page, and we will be back on the original page within 5 days here. So just for the heads up, thank you for taking the time to find out where we're at. And again, good to see all of you guys over there on live chat. 1-866-582-9933. You just heard how the media was diverting your attention from what the Supreme Court is doing right now, right? They were talking about the Second Amendment. But has anybody been paying attention to the fact that just yesterday, Trump accepts sweeping pro-transgender SCOTUS decision, calls its decision very powerful? Notice how these Neil Gorsuch, Isn't it interesting how he was the one, or Gorsuch, I'm sorry, Justice Neil Gorsuch, Trump's first edition of the nation's highest court wrote, the majority opinion for the ruling, which concluded that sex discrimination in Title VII of the 1964, which, by the way, is undermining the U.S. Constitution, just for the record, in reference to God's moral law. But this is how man's commandments make void God's commandments. Read Mark 7, you'll understand what I'm talking about. But he said, in a sex discrimination in Title VII of the 1964 Civil Rights Act should be interpreted to mean sexual orientation and gender identity in addition to its original biological meaning. Friends, you need to understand that the majority of the damage in this country, and I'm talking about in present, I'm talking about the last 6 and 7 and 8 decades in this country, have been done. The damage has been done under Republican administrations. Why? Because, again, the people go to sleep. Okay, so they trust their man in office because he said he's got a Bible in his hand. He said he's a Christian. We can go back to sleep and live our own selfish lives now. Matthew 13:35, just read it. That's what they're doing. Okay, the enemy sows tares while men slept, and it's exactly what they're doing right now. And notice how they were diverting your attention from what they just did by telling you something they haven't done on the Supreme Court concerning the Second Amendment. They didn't take the time to tell you what he has done. Folks, if Donald Trump and this administration could have picked one topic to show you who they truly are, it's just this one topic. The Lord does not call homosexuality a sin. He calls it an abomination. Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, the list goes on. As a matter of fact, Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. What did the Lord do because man failed to do what God commanded to do? He judged. With what? Sulfur balls. He sent fire and hail, didn't he? He destroyed them people. Oh, that's a thing of the past. No, things are going to get much worse. Okay? One way or another, either under the blessings or the curse, you're going to find your fate, not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. And you're going to wish that you would have did what you should have done when you had the time to do it. And this is one of those prime examples. Donald Trump, if he does not, and if you do not identify him for who he is on this topic alone, again, friends, I don't know that anybody can help you. He said it was a powerful decision by the Supreme Court. Donald Trump holding up a big gay flag? Is this not offensive? And he calls himself a Christian? 1 John 2:4 tells us what? He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. We were talking about foxes and wolves earlier, friends. When you read 2 Corinthians 11:14 through 15, what does it tell us? That Satan's ministers are made what? As the angels of light. They're the good guys. They're not the bad guys. Tim Brown sent something over to me, senior editor from Sons of Liberty Media, this morning on Germany's Day of Reckoning and looting. Guess what happened in 1938, Friday 11th, in the month of November? Exactly what you're seeing today concerning the Jews back in the 30s, 1938. Oh, by the way, don't forget about the American media, friends, back in 1938. Matter of fact, Time magazine had him as the man of the year. After Tim sent this over to me, I said, isn't it interesting, Tim? We have been on these dictators and the characteristics of these dictators from Benito Mussolini to Joseph Stalin to Mao Zedong to Adolf Hitler for 3 years now. And I said, I see what the Lord is talking about concerning the gift of the prophetic and the patience. And I'm talking about James 5. The patience of that gift. And following the leading of the Lord, not knowing where we're going, but we know that we're onto something, being led of the Spirit, Romans 8:14. I said, isn't it interesting, Tim, that we've been talking about this stuff for 3 years, and how many times I heard people tell me to get off the topic. Get off the topic. What are you talking about that for? Or are you trying to say Donald Trump is an Adolf Hitler? No, he's treated just like Adolf Hitler was, though. I can tell you that. He promised the world. By the way, we had Kitty Werthmann, who was alive during the time of World War II, who said that when Adolf Hitler used to talk to the masses, which voted him in 98% of the people, they said he would talk to the people like an American politician. See, we have in our minds that what happened over in Germany could never happen here. But if you think about it, friends, we're much worse than what Germany ever accepted. What are you talking about? I'm talking about 60 million babies being slaughtered in the womb. I'm talking about 60 million babies being slaughtered in the womb. And then when they come out, they sell and harvest their bodies and their baby parts. And your senator and your governor or your government knows all about it. And so do you. In America, you let it happen. Don't sit there and tell me about how bad they are when you have much worse. You have the blood of the innocent on your hands. We're talking 6 to 12 million. In Germany, you have 60 million on your hands. Oh, well, Bradley, there was only 80 million people there. Oh, well, I guess that justifies the murder of 60 million babies then. Give me a break. I told Tim today, I said, Tim, isn't this interesting? Everybody's talking about Germany now. Yep, just like everything else we do on this radio show. Everybody thinks you're crazy until all of a sudden you come up to it. And then everybody starts picking up the talking points that the Lord used you to get out there, and you were the only one doing it because everybody else didn't want to, because they didn't have the internal fortitude. Let me say it this way. They didn't love the Lord enough, and they didn't love mankind enough to actually tell people what the word of the Lord is. We've never shied away from that. Never. And far be it from you, Lord, that I ever do that. Far be it from you, Lord, that I ever deny you. Ever. In Jesus' name. We should be ashamed for what we've allowed, friends. But look what's going on. Look what's going on. Brand new article, friends. Brand new article talking about Germany's day of reckoning and looting. It was just a different race of people they would have you believe, friends. No, nothing new under the sun. Same thing in Germany, same thing in America. And the American people still haven't figured it out yet. Continuously dividing the people one against another, poisoning them one against another to create war, because the people don't have eyes to see that it's corruption in government and corruption in the media that are continuously creating this and dividing people one against another. When the American people wake up to the fact that it's those two individuals, and I'm talking about these entities, agencies, whatever you want to call them, when it's those two that are held accountable for what's going on in this country today, it's going to stop, and we're going to see unity in the United States of America. And by the way, that is exactly what they fear more than anything under heaven, friends. Under the heavens. They fear unity more than anything else, friends. I remember the head of the Masons. I'm going to get his name really quick. I have it on the tip of my tongue. And he said, when the people need a hero, we'll deliver him up. When the people need a hero, we'll deliver him up. You know what I'm going to do is just hang on a second, get in this thought right now, and it's important that we go to it. Going back and forth. The founder of the Masons. Okay. Oh, I suppose everybody's going to take credit for being the founder of the Masons now, right? Probably. Again, just thinking out loud. Okay, Albert Pike, forgive me, not Carl. Albert Pike said, when the people need a hero, we'll deliver him up. What's happening? When the people need a hero, I'm sorry, let's take it for what it is that we see. When the people need an impotent hero that tells the people what they want to hear, rather than to do what he promises to do in upholding the law against the criminals, we'll deliver them up. That's where we're at. And folks, you know what's crazy about this? No matter how many times I tell people what's in front of us in America, no matter how many times I share this information with the American people concerning the fruit that they don't want you to see concerning this administration, I still hear from these double-minded men, if you want to call them that. You know, I'm still haven't given up on Donald Trump. No, I know. You haven't given up on Donald Trump, but I'm here to tell you right now, Donald Trump has given up on you a long time ago. Because that's where you put your trust. And that brings a curse, number one. I haven't given up on Donald Trump. No, Donald Trump has given up on you. I remember when some fool during Barack Hussein Obama's administration said to me, Bradley, why do you keep attacking Donald Trump? I said, I'm not attacking Donald Trump. I'm not attacking Donald Trump at all. I'm exposing Barack Hussein Obama. I'm not attacking Barack Hussein Obama. I'm protecting myself, and I'm making you aware of who he is attacking. And it's not him that's under attack. It's him attacking you. People need to think. That's the problem. They don't think. Let's get back to this topic. It makes me angry. Ugh. As to what I see in this country, and it should. If we lay it to heart, you understand. We're going to take a quick break. We got one more segment. I will finish this. Got a bit more to cover here. And we're going to go back to the reoccurring rant from the president, acknowledging the enemies within, and yet no prosecutions. He names them, but he fails to prosecute them. Friends, he names them, but he fails to prosecute them. He's worthless. Friends, he names the enemies within, but he fails to prosecute them. What good is he?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, you know, you live your life being inundated with the garbage that again, we're all, I'm not exempt from being a part of what you deal with out there. I can tell you that first and foremost. Matter of fact, as many of my listeners know, my wife will say, it's interesting, most people complain about what they have to do. Bradley's complaining about what he's not doing. That's exactly right. We are out there every single month. This last 2 months is the most that we've stayed home in 23 years of ministry. We're going to be in Minnesota on the 26th. We're going to be in Texas in September. We're looking at Pennsylvania next month if that works out. And we're also going to be in Michigan in August. And we're looking at doing more things out there. If at any time you'd like to have us to be a part of what's going on in your community, listen to me. That's where we find our lives, where we lose it. Luke 19:10, seeking and saving that which is lost. Again, if you want us to come to your community, your state, please let us know. 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, and now is the time to book. I want to finish this segment up. I have 15 minutes left, actually probably about 12 minutes left, but I want you to consider the reoccurring rant from the president, because he constantly does this. He browbeats them. That's all he does. He acknowledges the enemies that are destroying the country and yet does nothing. That's how you destroy a society. That's how you destroy a city, a country. Did you know that many of these cities that are being looted, where these riots are taking place, do you know that the police are being told to stand down? Well, what happens when you tell the police to stand down? Well, it encourages them to do the things that they're doing, right? That's exactly what they're doing. Well, how much more when you have the President of the United States of America, who knows better? How does he know better? Well, he knows better because, remember, he is the one that sold us, the American people, that he was going to do these things by prosecuting, or should I say again, draining the swamp, which he's not done. So he knows better. Okay? And what has he done since he's been in office in 1 year on the campaign trail over the last 5 years? He hasn't prosecuted a one. This is how you destroy a country. And what do? You continuously change the laws. What is he doing? I just got done highlighting, friends, what's going on concerning breaking news. They divert your attention over to the Second Amendment, but they fail to tell you, friends, that Donald Trump is accepting sweeping pro-transgender SCOTUS decisions, and he calls it very powerful. And by the way, this ruling, which is unconstitutional, it's null and void. Why do I say that? Well, when you look at history, friends, President Thomas Jefferson told us to consider the judges as the ultimate arbiters to decide differences of right and wrong of all constitutional questions. He said it's a very dangerous doctrine indeed, and one which would place us under the despotism of an oligarchy. What is happening today? Just that. Why? Because the people fall to the rulings which depart from God's moral law. No, instead of departing from God, why don't you cause them to depart from you by impeaching them and then prosecuting them? You see how that works? I'm going to keep driving that nail, friends, until you get it into your hearts. It's for you. Judges sit during good behavior, Article 3, Section 1. And if they fail to do so, you remove them, Article 2, Section 4. And then once they're impeached and removed for the smallest of violations, then you prosecute them, Article 2, Section 3. I just want to make sure, people, that my blood's off. I'm sorry, that your blood's off my hands. You want the answers? There's the answers. Get involved. Communicate with your neighbors. Get together and begin to deal with corruption. Okay? That's what needs to be done here. The reoccurring rant from the President of the United States of America is he does nothing but entertain his worshipers by acknowledging the enemies within, and yet he fails to prosecute. Not a one. Sam Johnson, he was a POW, prisoner of war. He's seen written on one of the walls in Hanoi. He was a prisoner of war for 6 years. He said this, "Freedom has a taste to those who fight and almost die that the protected will never know." When you have the President of the United States of America talking about Ilhan Omar and the likes, sworn American enemies in the United States of America, infiltrated into government positions, calls them out for their hatred towards America and their love for our sworn enemies, and says if they don't like it here, they can leave. And then, well, they can come back if they want to. It's exactly what he said. It shows you that this president doesn't understand the price paid for our freedoms. Okay? And this is the heart of the gospel. This is Christ crucified. This is the pearl to the church. This is the pearl to the American people in the natural. First of all, maybe the President of the United States of America should peruse the U.S. Constitution and understand the oath in which he promised to uphold again. Article 2, Section 3. He shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed and shall commission all the officers of the United States. When he talks about just, Okay, let's just point one out right now. Ilhan Omar, Somalian, failed state, hates America, loves Al-Qaeda, talks about the two towers falling. By the way, there's truth in what she said on that issue. Okay, but isn't it his job to do more than just talk about how bad she is? And tell her if she doesn't like it, she can leave. I want you to consider how many boys died fighting against these individuals. I wonder if Donald Trump's son happened to be one of those that fought one of these unconstitutional wars. I bet not. Because if his son fought in one of these wars and died in that war, I can guarantee you right now Donald Trump wouldn't tolerate Ilhan Omar. I can guarantee he wouldn't tolerate a Rashida Tlaib. I guarantee he wouldn't tolerate a Henry Kissinger or a George W. Bush or a Donald Rumsfeld. I guarantee he wouldn't tolerate a Hillary Clinton or a Bill Clinton if his son died fighting and bleeding for the freedoms in which we have. I bet you he would do more, friends, than just call them names and browbeat them and tell them that if you don't like it, you can leave. But if you want to, you can come back. I guarantee you it'd be much more severe than that. But that's, again, how ministries are born. It's a law unto itself. Anybody listening to me, aren't you sick and tired? Aren't you sick and tired of watching these politicians desecrate the sacrifice of our fallen soldiers? Because I am. Anybody in the church sick and tired of man-made commandments, making void God's commandments by desecrating the cross of Calvary? Because I am. You understand what we live for, friends? We live for Him who died for us, both in the spiritual and in the natural. 2 Corinthians 5:15. Maybe the president should read Article 2, Section 3. He shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed. Maybe he should read Article 6, Section 2. The Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land. Maybe he needs to tell his new conservative appointee, Neil Gorsuch, or Gorsuch, or whatever you want to call this guy. Maybe you want to tell him, friends, to uphold God's moral law. After all, Donald claims in front of his fallen evangelical circle, friends like Pastor Jeffries, folks, these people are shameful. Paula White, these people are shameful. They're an embarrassment, and it's a lack of Christianity. I mean, Donald calls himself a Christian, then why isn't he upholding his law? Why is he tearing it down, friends, to the extreme in Scripture? A very powerful decision, giving transgender power to attack the church, giving the homosexuals and the sodomites, friends, what? Free will to attack anybody that dare calls them out for their immoralities before God is exactly what this is about. They're attempting to Europeanize America, and this president and his worshipers are adding strength to a global order day by day. Okay? Oh, folks. Get Donnie on the phone anytime, anywhere. I'll be the guy that tells him what nobody else dares tell him. Someone to love him enough to tell him what he doesn't want to hear. He doesn't have people around him, friends, telling him what he needs to hear. He has people around him. He surrounds himself with people that will fill up his narcissism to his cup overflow, friends, to his eternal damnation. Nobody dares tell the president the truth. I will, by the grace of God, I will. Folks, what you're hearing from this president that does nothing more than browbeat enemies within is the voice of one that understands not the price of liberty. Again, for if he did know the price of freedom, he would not tolerate any crimes to be committed that violate their honor concerning the price paid out of gratitude for it. Out of gratitude for it. Maybe the president, along with the American people who tolerate inaction, James 2:14 through 26, should cross the Potomac River in ending and visit Arlington Cemetery to consider the price paid for our freedoms before tolerating corruption within this government. Again, after all, Donald Trump is the one who promised to drain the swamp, isn't he? I'm still waiting for one of you worshipers to call me and confront me and pull me out. But of course, you don't have facts on your side. You have theories. You have speculations. Conjectures. Folks, we're going to take a 23-hour break. We'll talk to you again in 23. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you want to book us, 1-866-233-2747. Talk to you. See ya.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.